Feels like it is 33 out there again. Headlights on this morning as you head out to wherever it is you might be going. Maybe you're going to the West Bend Public Library after 9, where you'll talk with our friend Hannah. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's, it's a little bit dreary out there this morning.
It's, you know, it always is. It's tomorrow is my birthday, and it has not rained on my birthday twice in my life. So.
Really? Ah, so tomorrow yeah. will be no exception. Well, happy early birthday.
Well, thank you.
I hope you have a great birthday because you deserve it.
Thanks. I'm very excited. I'm meeting up with a friend. We're going to Hamilton in Chicago. So.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, should be a good time.
Yeah, there you go. So it'll make. So have you seen Hamilton before?
I have not. This friend and I actually had tickets for the one show that got canceled by the polar vortex.
Really?
So, okay.
So timing is everything, man.
Right, exactly.
Well, enjoy.
Funny.
We expect the full report next week.
All right, will do.
And we're going to talk on Tuesday next week. We should let people know that. We're going to talk on Tuesday because your busy public speaking schedule has you otherwise occupied on Wednesday.
Right. I'll be at Germantown High School with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. So my Wednesday morning's pretty booked.
Are you going to do tour t-shirts? You should do tour t-shirts.
I should.
So, all right. Well, you've got a kind of a cool thing coming up tonight at the library at 6:30. Tartan talk?
Yeah. Well, tartan is, Scottish. So the kind of looks like plaid to me, but it's different. It's got a lot of significance, it turns out. So Ron Sinclair is from the St. Andrews Society, and he'll be in to talk about tartans in general and the Wisconsin tartan. So Wisconsin's got their own. It's a widely embraced symbol, not only by Scots, but lovers of Scotland. The woven material and the colors make each tartan unique. And Ron will be there with some other St. Andrews Society members to model the Wisconsin tartan in full regalia. So I'm really excited to see what they come up with tonight because I will be there. So this is part 4 of our Celtic Celebration series, and you don't have to sign up or anything. It's totally free.
The Wisconsin tartan includes badgers and cheese, I'm just guessing.
I'm excited to see it. I'm actually not familiar. So.
The Iowa tartan would, of course, have corn.
Right, just corn.
Just
it's actually
corn.
Made out of corn.
It's actually made, yeah.
Woven corn yeah. stalk.
There you go. So, oh, yeah. So, Friday is Good Friday, so kids don't have school. So, you're going to show a movie?
We sure are. And one of my all-time favorites, at 10 o'clock on Friday, we're showing Disney's Aladdin, the original one, the animated one before the live-action remake comes out on May 24th. And it was actually the first movie I ever saw in a theater. My parents took me to the movies in 1992.
Oh, that's it. You know what?
And that's a favorite of mine.
It's an awesome movie. One of my all-time favorites as well. And maybe I'll watch it this weekend.
Got some good lessons for kids, and the animation is spectacular, and Robin Williams is hysterical, and, you know, the songs are really good.
Yeah. So, what do you think about these Disney going back into the vault and making the animated classics into live action?
So far, there has not been one that's impressed me. Like, you know, Jungle Book, I was like, well, that's fine. I'm
yeah.
I'm going to go watch the Jungle Book, though.
Yeah, but then, you know, the best part about the Jungle Book, the live action, was the CGI King Louie, which, of course, is Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, yeah, that was good.
You know, that was my the favorite part of that to me. I haven't seen the Dumbo one and probably won't.
Yeah, same.
What I've seen of Aladdin, I don't know. I'm kind of iffy
right,
on that,
too. It kind of seems like something you should go to in the theater to experience the visual effects and stuff, but I don't know if I want to shell out to go see it. So I'll probably wait for DVD.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Will Smith fan either.
I am, and I'm still like, well, I don't know.
Okay, so now we know where that lands. Okay, so
right.
So
Big Fresh Prince girl from way back.
Ah, there you go. Okay. So then on Tuesday, we've got one of the master gardeners dropping by the library again.
They sure will, and they know so many things about so many topics. They can just pick their brain forever. And they're going to be around on Tuesday evening at 6:30 to talk about growing herbs in Wisconsin. So how to purchase them, grow them, harvest them, and eventually use them, which is so informative. Glad we have the Washington County Master Gardeners around to talk about the benefits of herbs. They'll obviously talk about culinary and medicinal uses, but also aromatherapy and essential oils, which I think is really cool. Annual and perennial herbs. They'll have some fact sheets for you. And there will be a drawing for herb kits, herb seeds, and herb planters. So you just show up and you can possibly win free stuff next Tuesday at the library.
Starts at 6:30. No pre-registration rent required.
As far as I know, looks okay. Like you can just show up and get some herbs.
All right. Sounds good. I know you had your organizational meetings or your meetings for your teen volunteers Monday night and last night. But if there are people, young people out there who could not make those meetings and still would like to volunteer this summer, is there an option for them?
There absolutely is. If you were, we did have the informational meetings a little earlier this year, just kind of at people's request. Generally, they want to get their summer schedule shaped up early. So if you couldn't make them, it's not your fault. We've still got some openings and stuff. So get in touch with me at the library. Visit the teens page on our website. I'll have all the information for you there. The application, which thanks to our digital creation lab, we have the fancy Adobe on that computer, so I was able to make fillable PDFs that you can type in and fill out your volunteer application, which is pretty cool. I'll have all the information for you on the website, or you can get in touch with me, shoot me an email at the library.
All right. We should mention that April is Poetry Month.
It sure is, and we're making book spine poetry all month long. And I've been having a lot of fun with this, and I should actually post some of them on Facebook just so people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there you go.
You stack books on their sides so you can read the spines, and the titles on the sides make a poem.
Okay.
Or something very silly. Mine are mostly very silly.
Gotcha.
Okay. Surprise.
All right.
But there's some really cool examples of book spine poetry out there on the internet if you need some inspiration. And then if you want to, you can take a picture and share it with the library. We'll put it up on display.
All right. I have a question for you. Are you aware that one of my regular guests, who is also a regular presenter at the library, has written a book? Did you know that Kurt Rush is a published author?
No way.
Washington County Veteran Service Officer Kurt Rush is a published author. He wrote a book about, it's a novel, but, it's set, over in the Middle East, sort of, I think, based on his experiences in the Marines.
Wow.
So ask him about that next time you see him. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Next time I see him, cause he is around the library a lot.
Yeah. So, but I happened to mention that because he gave me a copy, last time he was here, and I haven't had a chance to jump into it yet. But I thought I would mention it to you this morning because I happen to think about it, and he's coming in later on this morning.
Well, cool. Yeah, send them my way. I'll be around this afternoon.
All right. Sounds good. If people want to stop in and see you at the West Bend Public Library, library hours are?
Monday through Thursday, they're 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1. And as always, if you have any questions about anything that I've talked about today or general reference questions or questions about borrowing audiobooks or anything like that, give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. You can also visit our Facebook page at West Bend Community Memorial Library or visit westbendlibrary.org.
That sounds good. Well, have a very, very happy birthday and enjoy Hamilton.
And wish me safe Chicago travels.
It's not going to be bad. You're not going to run into a blizzard the way it sounds or a flood or anything. So that's a good thing.
Right. The big thing is I don't mind public transit down there. I can do that all day. But driving is always kind of, Yeah. I have to pay a lot of attention. Got to be really careful. So.
And find a place to park eventually. That's
exactly
the other
part. That is the goal.
And be willing to pay, you know, an arm and a leg for it. But yes, especially if you're downtown, which I'm guessing you're going to be.
And I'll be right in the loop there.
Yeah, there you go. Well, hey, have a happy birthday. Enjoy the show. And we will talk to you next Tuesday morning at 7:45.